Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 58th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 42 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And let's read verses 1 and 2. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, remember they're back in Canaan, why do you look one upon another? And he said, behold, I've heard there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence that we may live and not die. Remember, I explained to you last week that the word for corn that we're using here is not where we think of that pretty yellow corn that they eat corn on the cob. That's not the corn here. It literally, it's wheat, it's grain, and they would call the head of that wheat corn, the edible part of that grain. It would be called corn, so that's how they would address it. Our Western mentality thinks, well, Colonel Sanders, corn on the cob or whatever. No, it literally is it's the grain. And he said, there's corn, there's grain there in Egypt. I've heard about it. Boys, y'all need to go get it. Now, when Jacob mentioned Egypt, I wonder what kind of thoughts must have went through the brothers' minds. Because remember, they sold Joseph into slavery to Egypt. When Jacob mentioned Egypt, I just wonder what started rolling around their mind. Because the reason I say that, because Jacob said unto his sons, why do you look one upon another? Why do y'all look like that? When I mentioned about Egypt, all of a sudden they started looking strange at each other, and perhaps their faces changed and their eyes got real big, and then perhaps they were whispering one to another when you mentioned Egypt. And that's why Jacob said, what's wrong with you guys? Why are y'all looking so funny at one another? Why are you looking like that? And then verse number 2, he said, get moving and go buy some grain, some corn down in Egypt. And if you don't, we're going to starve and die. Now remember, they were very wealthy people. Jacob and the boys, they were very wealthy, had a lot of animals. Well, how will they starve and die when they have all these animals and all they get to eat? Well, that's true, but you got to feed the animals. Okay, so the animals, eventually they would be dying off, so they didn't have anything to feed the animals. So if you don't have anything to feed the animals, they're going to starve too. You understand what he's saying? Even though they're very wealthy folk, and it ain't like they were in poverty at all, because we're going to see in just a moment, they took gifts to Egypt. The boys did. They took money and all to go buy corn. They had all kinds of money, but what good is money when you ain't got food? So that's the idea. They were very wealthy, but they didn't have the food to eat, and that's why he said we're going to starve and die, because obviously because of the famine, all the crops were affected. The grass, the grazed, everything's dead, and the animals are probably starving to death too. So verse number 3 and 4. And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob, sent not with his brethren. For he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. Now, this is very interesting to me. Again, let me just put it this way. Doug always mentions about every time he reads, he finds something new and new nuggets. Daddy put it this way. Never forget it. You know, the word, every verse is pregnant with truth. Every verse. The Bible is the living word. And we just tend to just kind of run through these, get through chapter 44 to chapter 42 and get the whole story. But every verse speaks volumes. That's why it's taken me so long to get through Genesis, you know. And again, a sideline, when I'm done here, some people ask me to do Book of Revelation. We have some new folk and all. So Lord willing, we're going to go back to the Book of Revelation, if y'all could stand it, go back through here, because we got some new folk and they wanted to hear it. And so we're going to go back to the Book of Revelation. Y'all aren't tired of that one, are you? Anyway, every verse is pregnant. So we get to verse number 4. But Benjamin's Joseph's brother, remember who Benjamin was. He was the youngest. And he was Rachel's. When Rachel gave birth to Benjamin, she died. And Rachel named that new boy Benoni, which means child of sorrow, because she had great pains, and obviously she died giving birth to Benjamin, and because of that, she named him Benoni. But after Rachel died, Jacob said, I cannot call him, put that label on him, child of sorrow, for because the rest of his life, people would look at Benjamin, child of sorrow, you were the reason for your mom's death. So Jacob changed his name to Benjamin. The word Benjamin literally means son of my right hand, son of my right hand. It's a place of high honor. So with that in mind, and Benjamin being the youngest, Joseph being gone, and these are from his favorite wife. Remember the story about Rachel and Leah? He loved Rachel, and he just kind of put up with Leah, that kind of thing. Obviously, he loved Joseph. Remember, Joseph's gone, and what's left of Rachel? And Joseph is Benjamin, the baby of the family. And he says, all right, boys, y'all go, but he ain't going with you. Why? Something might happen to him. Now think about what he just told his boys. And I really don't care what happens to y'all. That's what he said. Lest some peradventure something may happen to him. This is a 265-mile journey. It's going to take 2.5 to 3 weeks for these boys to go into Egypt. It ain't like you're going to the next town. It's a long trip. The scholars tell me, I didn't look this up. They said 265 miles. And he said something may happen to Benjamin, but that ain't happening. He's staying here. Which in a roundabout way say, I really don't matter what happens to y'all. Y'all go and whatever happens, God bless you, just bring back some grain. Benjamin is staying here. Interesting. Well, let's go on to verse number 5 and 6. So when it starts getting good now. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn for among those that came. In other words, other people are coming from literally from all over the world. And they're having to come to stand before Joseph. Why? Because he's second in command. And come to find out when we get, I won't get into a lot of this, actually because they're coming from different countries and all, some commentators and scholars mentioned that probably a lot of these people were like spies. And that's why he accused these guys as spies, even though he knew that they were his brothers, because other people were coming in the land. They had food, and they were just coming there and as a spy, just to spy out the land and see maybe if their king can come in and invade the land, see their strengths and weaknesses. So that's why it says in verse number 5 that they came among those others who would come. Now, these would be those outside of Egypt, foreigners, we would say, who would come because they'd already stored up storehouses all over Egypt. And so the hometown folk could go to their own town and get their own corn, but people out of the country, foreigners, would have to come and stand before Joseph. For the famine was in the land of Canaan, and is probably over the known world at the time. The Bible's not real clear about that, but probably affected most of the world anyway. All right, verse number 6. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them. 20 years has passed. For the first time, he sees his brothers, and this is interesting, and he knows them. He knows who they are. He hadn't seen them 20 years, but they haven't changed much. Now, he's changed. He was 17 when they throwed him in the pit, and now he's well over 37 years old. He's 37 years old because he went through the famine, 37 years old. Guy, you know, from a teenager to a young man. We're going to see they did not recognize him. Why? Well, because he had on Egyptian garments. He was clean shaven. Most Hebrew people at the time, they had beards and all. He was clean shaven. His hair was probably cut real short, and he had on the garments of a king. These brothers would not have thought Joseph, who had thrown in the pit, would have been second in command. That had been the farthest thing from their mind. We're going to read that they didn't recognize Joseph, but he recognized them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.